We're on Chof.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'll do well. Send me to my best, please.
Okay, so I want to go all the way to Chof Hei. Chof Hei, I wanted to talk about the series of brachos. Right? The Gemara at the end of Masechus Brachos says you say these in their own separate times. Apparently, based on your own particular subjective experience. But the fact, however, is that according to the halacha, you only say a bracha that has the word li in it. Look for the ones that have li in it. Let's learn them all, we'll see. And even that's not, even that is not universally held. All right, let me explain. The first bracha said when you hear the rooster, or as soon as you wake up, you're supposed to say, Hanosena sachlibi nala b'chiminya muvein laila. And those who have been learning this know, but not until you've said Modani, washed your hands, went to the bathroom, and said Birchas HaTorah. You can't do anything until you do those. All right, it's in the past. You've done that already. All right. So now, it's been how long since you heard the rooster? A minute or two, 3 minutes? All right. Acknowledge the fact that you might still be in bed if you didn't have something to wake you up. Some people are better than others at waking up, right? Some people, this first crack of dawn, they're waking up, all right? But we need something, so that this word sechvi means rooster in Aramaic, actually. It's a word that appears once in the whole Tanakh in Sefer Iyov, and it's these words. It says, Hanosein la sechvi bina, all right? So the Rosh on this Gemara says that sechvi comes from the Lashon of Seichel, how a lamed falls out. Lameds usually don't fall out, but all right. So, but something we can differentiate between day and night. Not just the day is boker because it's levaker, we differentiate, and Laila is erev because it's murky and it's confusing and it's right. Erev means mixed up, right? So okay. I just went through a mixed up time, and now I'm going through boker. That's why visiting a sick person is called bikur cholim, because I'm giving him more clarity about what's going on with him. Right, people care about him. All right, so that's the first bracha. Okay, the next one is a series of three. None of these brachas appear in the Gemara in Andav Samach and Maseches Brachos with this list is. These three brachas, as you see at the bottom, appears in Maseches Menachos. Gemara says that the Jew should, on a daily basis, be thankful for a series of facts in his life or her life. We'll see in a moment. That add on to your chiyuv of mitzvahs. A goy has no mitzvahs. An eved has some mitzvahs, and a woman has more mitzvahs. All right? So that's why a man says shaloh asani isha, and a woman doesn't say shaloh asani ish, because she couldn't say that if this is the reason for saying these three brachas. By the way, just this the oldest reference of this is Menaseches Menachos Daf Mem Gimel, right? All right, so it may represent a very old tradition, but there is a much older tradition that the Greeks used to say these three things also every day. Thank God for not making me a non-Greek, a slave, or a woman. So we have good references to that. I'm not saying we're copying them. I'm just saying that the idea of being thankful for a particular issue on three different levels, for them it was for a whole different reason. Maybe even a racist reason. Chas v'sholom. It's not why we're saying these three brachas. We're saying these three brachas because we're thrilled to be waking up in the morning to run to do mitzvahs. All right, and we acknowledge that with these three brachas. Okay, just parenthetically, this is a Dvar Torah for next week. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos asks on Daf Yud Beis, what should we say every day to fulfill b'shachbacha uvkumecha? We've discussed this, right? So what do we say? You know what's that called?
Kriyat Shema,
right? So we take it for granted because that's how the Rambam paskins, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, is that what do you say to fulfill Kriyat Shema? Three different parshas of the Torah, right? One in Parshas Veschanan, one in Parshas Ikev, one in Parshas Shlach, and the fulfillment of Pishach of Kumecha is with these three parshas. By the way, Tosfos disagrees with this cheshbon. Tosfos says that Pishach of Kumecha means say words of Torah wherever you go. Right, Tosfos thinks that to say those three parshas to fulfill b'chashach b'vumecha is a drabanan. The oraisa of that is to say any word of Torah. The drabanan, the rabbis say, constrict it to these three parshas. Right, How Tosfos comes to that is a separate discussion. But here's the point: is that there are when the Gemara asks what should we say to fulfill the Shachar Mecha, that's not the universal answer. The Gemara thinks that you should say Bilam's blessings every day to fulfill B'Shachar Kumecha. It's amazing. So the Gemara says, what's so special about Bilam's blessing in Parshas Balak that should fulfill B'Shachar Kumecha? So the Gemara cites just one pasuk. It says, Kara Shachav Ka'ari. We crouch and get up like a lion. And then at the end of the pasuk, it talks about, and then going, lying back down again. You get it? B'shach b'cha, you crouch up like a lion, and get up, and then in the later time you settle down. B'shach b'cha of kumecha, right? That's called mecha. B'shach b'cha. All right, but you get up and you lie down, and so the Gemara asks, so why not just say that one pasuk to fulfill Kriyat Shema? Habocher b'mo Yisrael be'ahava. Karash shachav kari uchana v'yatziv nechon v'kayim v'yashav nechon. Right? Gemara says, "Kol parsha shelo paskinan Moshe anan lo paskinan." You can't just take one pasuk out of a parsha. We'd have to say the whole parsha. So then the Gemara says, "So why not say the whole parsha?" He said, "It's too long. It would be a tircha to the tzibur to have to say the whole Bilam's whole blessing, the three of them, right, in order to fulfill b'shach b'chav kumecha." That's the best answer. So then Rashi discusses on that Gemara, what's so special about Karasha Chav Kari? So Rashi says, look how many mitzvahs the Jew does in the first hour of being awake. We've already done 25, 30 mitzvahs. Really, can you think of, consider them. All the brachas, all the mitzvahs, all the tefillah, kriyat shema, tefillin, tzitzis, tefillin is two mitzvahs, and birchas haTorah, brachas haShayotzer, v'shem mitzvah sedayim. We're nailing it. When we say we're killing it, that's what my students say. Like we're just pouncing on mitzvahs. It's a beautiful Rashi on Dafid Beis and Brachas about why they thought of doing Parshas Balak for the daily fulfillment of Kriyat Shema. So that's what these three brachas are: Goy, Eved, Isha. It's not a sexist or racist thing. It's to do with Chiyuv and mitzvahs. Now the bracha Shasani Kritzono. Notice that here it says Noshim Mevorchos. You see that?
Yeah.
At the top? It's in smaller print. Because most women aren't davening from the Siddur Vilna. But there are some in Hagim that women don't say this bracha. You'll find some Siddurim where this bracha is dafka, not printed, because it's not in the Gemara.
So right? Where's the Mesorah for it?
The Mesorah for saying Shosani Kirtzano comes from the Gaonim. And there is a very famous shita the Rosh mentions. We should never say a bracha that's not found in the Gemara. Don't ever say a bracha not found in the Gemara. Right? That is dafka, very famously, not the Vilna Gaon's shita. The Gros says that there are a number of brachas we say regularly that are not found in the Gemara. I'll tell you a few right now. Bracha to Hashem Mekadesh Shimcho Barabim that we say early in the davening, not found in the Gemara. Not to say it there, not to say it anywhere. Because of that, look in some Sephardic Siddurim. You're done. This is fine. They don't say it, but they say Baruch Atah Mekadesh Shmo Barabim. They don't want to say Hashem's name there. It's not in the Gemara. We shouldn't say brachos. But the Vilna Gaon says there are just so many others. First, Hanosen La Yoiv Koach, not in the Gemara. Nobody says that. And it's right before Hamavi Hashena, right? It's not in. It's a the words Hanosen La Yoiv Koach is a pasuk. In Yishayahu, but it's not a Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that. They say this bracha. We're going to start making up brachas before you know it. But someone just gave me a box of Seamus, and it had a lot of Fashidna stuff inside. It was from a library. I have a deal with some local libraries when they get donations of Sfarim from people who die, and they just take everything from the house, and they have boxes of Sfarim also, that I get a call, and I can sift through it and see what's. I take to otherwise they throw out in the street with the garbage. So three boxes came in yesterday, and one was this newfangled siddur. The whole thing is just brachas that the guy makes up. Bruchat Hashem, okay, the Malach Olam. You know, and they're well intentioned, I'm sure. But that's the next step. You have 400 brachas no one ever heard of. Right? It's a slippery slope. A bracha for every little thing. You got your new driver's license, Bruchat Hashem. You got your. You're going on a journey. He doesn't say they say Tfilas Aderach like the Gemara says. He says, Baruch Hashem, protect me on this journey. Asher Badomi Libo. Right? So the, but the Vilna Gaon says, all right, if the Gaonim have it, here's what he thinks it is. The Gaonim had it as a Gemara that we don't have. It happens. Rashi Ben Gershom, you know, the schos. The Gaonim wouldn't say this if they didn't have some for it. You know what I'm saying? But there were others. The bracha in our shul, we don't have the bar mitzvah. You don't say a bracha. You just say baruch shepterani me'on shel zeh. Right? You know what I'm talking about? And the bar mitzvah, there's a bracha to say right after the child gets his aliyah. The father's supposed to say a bracha. Mm-hmm. So in some shuls they say b'shem malach. It's bracha to Hashem alkeinu mecholam shepterani me'on shel zeh. In our shul, we just say baruch shepterani me'on shel zeh, because it is not, the bracha does not appear in the Gemara.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question on the previous bracha of the goy, the eved, and the woman? Why don't we have the same hierarchy for the goy, the eved, and the man? Is the man the thing for making according to your will?
The Chofetz Chaim asks that question, and he gives a cute answer. I hope it'll satisfy you. He says that when God created man, it says Naaseh Adam. As if though he's working with something else, the land, the ground, the angel, something. When he creates woman, it says "Eselo Ezer Kinegdo." So the woman, only the woman, was created kirtsono, to the ratzon of Habore. But by man, it wasn't the full ratzon Habore. It was with angels. In Rashi says angels. Sadigon says the ground. So to the ground. Let's get ground. You and me. Let's make a man. Yeah. By the way, Ibn Ezra gives the best answer for this. He says, Na'aseh is not an active verb. It's a nifal verb. Translate it then?
It's passive.
Which means, so now trying to say it in English, to resolve the philosophical problem of God talking to anybody else. Let Christians say that proves the Trinity.
Shall we?
No. What is Na'aseh? Come on, you're a Hebrew speaker. Na'aseh Adam, if it's nifal.
Shall we?
No. That's active. Naaseh Adam. Let man be made in. Let man. I mean, God's not talking to anyone. Let man be. Now he does say Bitzalmenu Kid Musainu, because God's Elokim. God speaks in plural. I don't know. He's plural, right? Sure. Okay. That could mean my master's in English, but the Gemara says don't refer to, you know. He says Adon in Hebrew. You say Adoni. But you shouldn't say that to more than one person, because then it sounds like Hashem.
So what's the significance? Let us make man. So what?
No, just that when God made man, he according to the first original opinion, I said, yeah. My Torah doesn't work with this opinion.
Right.
According to the original opinion, God did not make man, the male of the species, human species, kiritzono. He only made the woman kiritzono.
Right.
So in that brought the differentiation to man and woman is the woman in comparison to the Goen Eved is made to the rock.
She's higher than the Eved. She is higher than the Eved. So then you can say, she can't say Shalos HaMi'ish, because the man has more mitzvahs than she does. Now the Chofetz Chaim said on that also, it's actually in the context of the brachas that he says this. He says that, no, that makes woman much higher than man. She doesn't need the mitzvahs to reach the stage that we have to do, to reach that stage. I mean, what's the question?
And the man is viewed just on his own.
The chiddush is that the woman, while not going to minyan because she has to do certain things that time-bound mitzvahs preclude, right, should not feel any worse than I should feel when I don't go up to duchen on Yom Tov or on a daily basis in Israel. It's not my mitzvah.
Right.
I don't need to duchen to get what I need to do in order to get what I have to where I have to be spiritually. Simple as that.
What was it, even Ezra's shot? You said? Was that the.
I said that means let man be made. Yeah. Alright, so have a great day. Right. Be well. Alright, so that's these. Now, that being said, there are three very different opinions in the Rishonim about women and mitzvah cessation and grammar. And next time we'll continue from the fourth. Is that you have really they're very distant opinions. One opinion is Rashi in Maseches Eruvin that says women should simply not do mitzvah cessation as unless it's really shakua in the community. It says there's these two mitzvahs that women, that he acknowledged that women are doing, is hearing shofar and shaking the lulav and esrog. But other than that, they frowned upon sitting in the women shouldn't sit in sukkah, and unless the Gemara says like matzah and pesach, that's afhein hayuvos or anes or some other svara, association of a los association of aseh, but sukkah doesn't have any specific los aseh, so the women are exempt from sukkah. Rashi says they shouldn't. Certainly shouldn't make a bracha when they do it. The middle opinion is the Rambam, mostly held by Sfardim until this day, that women can do all mitzvahs as sheishes, except talis and tefillin, but never make a bracha on them. They agree. Never make, women don't make bracha on shofar, lulav, vesra, sukkah. Women don't make brachas on those things. In the strict Sfardim world. Let's hear it. Third opinion is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with Rashi. It's in Tosfos and Menachos Daf Mem Aleph, where he mentions if a woman is naturally wearing a four-cornered garment, she should put tzitzis on. And he says our women do. And women in France in the 11th and 12th centuries were wearing these like naturally four-cornered garments.
We've spoken about this before. Yeah.
So, but they shouldn't make the effort to put on what I have under my shirt. In order to be chayav, it's only if they're naturally wearing. Okay, if I'm wearing a four cornered garment without tzitzis, I'm doing an aveira. If a woman wears a four cornered garment and never puts tzitzis, it's no different than any other mitzvah cessation. Right, the one that we tend to frown upon is talis and tefillin, bichlal. Why is that different? So, first of all, because the pasuk a man shouldn't wear women's clothes. It says a man shouldn't wear a dress. And then it says, but a woman shouldn't wear the kalim of a man. So the pshat is probably armor. She shouldn't go to battle in armor. But the Targum, Yonason, writes, a woman shouldn't wear talis and tefillin. So talis is a garment, so that's made up. But tefillin is all kinds of other. You probably heard that Rashi's daughters wore tefillin. There could be no further thing from reality. Rashi and the Tzadik Vav says if a woman wears tefillin, she's over on Baal Tosfos. She's violating the Torah if she wears tefillin. Forget about the other issues about guf naki and other things like that. You know, you give a boy a tzitzis at 3, but you don't give him tefillin until he's older to guard himself. So the woman has more issues with guf naki than men. So, there's also a Tosfos in Daf Yudal and Brachas that says. It's also in Daf Yudal, the Tosfos discusses women making brachas on mitzvahs and sheishes man garment, but it talks about men making brachas on mitzvahs that they're not chayav on. Right? It's a famous Tosfos about Hallel. Anyone who wants to talk about Hallel and Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Rishon has to look at this Tosfos with Daf Yudal and Maseches Brachos. So when he talks about women making brachas, he says, well, we only make brachas when women wear tefillin and when they shake a lulav and esrog. So Tosfos and Brachos was Rashi's grandson. So Rashi's grandsons wrote about their women wearing tefillin. So it must have been their mothers, Rashi's daughters. The Bach changes. Look, they open up a Brachos, you'll see the Bach changes the gears from tefillin to tzkios. He says someone wrote a tuf with a slash, and a printer misread the tuf to tefillin when it should have been tzkios.
That's the gears.
Shofar. Okay. Anyway, so that's the dialogue. I will continue with the